Exactly. Welcome, dreamers and doodlers. This is the Tools of the Imagination.
And I'm Wendy, studio savvy, ready to test everything you sketch.
I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling. Stick around, your imagination's about to get an upgrade.
Picture a crisp logo on a storefront at noon. People slow, someone points, the brand stops a scroll in real life. Now picture that same mark on a tiny corner ad on a feed. Gone. No contrast, too many details, nothing reads. That split-second win or loss, we're here to fix that.
Today, we'll thread one idea through everything we say. Make visuals that survive dramatic shifts in scale and material. We'll land on practical rules, tools, and exports, and a case study that shows the full arc. Plus, imagination breaks and templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit.
Let's start with the foundations. If a brand can't read across formats, you lose recognition, trust, and conversions. Rule one, hierarchy and contrast are not optional. They're the scaffolding of legibility.
When you say hero element, are you pointing at the logo mark, the word mark, or sometimes both? That choice shapes half the art direction.
It can be either. Quick rule, ask what still tells the brand story when everything else is stripped away. A cup silhouette for a cafe, a simplified monogram for a consultancy. That becomes your smallest, loudest signal.
From the production side, lock that hero as a pure vector path. No nested raster effects that bite you when scaling up for banners or down for tiny ads.
Okay, I need to push back a bit. Clients love detailed illustrations. Is simplifying always the right move? I'm not sure I buy simpler is always better.
Totally fair. It's not about killing personality. It's about tiering it. You get personality where you can control context. You get recognition where you can't. Anchors for small format placements, full art where you control the canvas.
Right, like letting the full illustration breathe on packaging and reserving a simplified mark for merch and small ads. For example, a bakery's ornate scene works on the box but fails on a tote tag.
Exactly. And a quick practical rule. Always define a minimum reproducible size for each version and include clear rules for when to swap in the simplified anchor.
Let's get tactical. First, contrast. Substrates behave differently. Raw craft, glossy vinyl, textured fabric. They all eat contrast. Test the mark against the material or a close match.
So test on the actual material, not just your screen. Right.
Second, hierarchy. Decide what reads first at a glance. The mark, the name, or a descriptor. And lock that order for small formats. Don't let decorative elements compete with the signal.
A few workflow notes. Keep everything in vectors. Use multiple artboards for each output size. And name layers clearly. Mark small, mark medium, mark signage. Export PDFs for print, SVGs for web, and PNGs for controlled raster needs.
Typography shortcuts. Avoid thin serifs at small sizes. Choose faces with open counters and larger X heights, and prepare one-line abbreviations or stacked lockups for narrow spaces.
Quick production PSA. Hairline strokes that look crisp on screen often vanish in vinyl, print, or embroidery. Rule of thumb, no strokes under 0.75 PT for print, and for embroidery, turn lines into filled stitch shapes.
Because listeners can't see our pages, here's an audio-friendly test. Describe the logo in one sentence, then again in half the words. If the essence survives the half sentence, your anchor is strong. Try it now. Say the brand name, then the single word that must remain.
I like that. It's the brain squint test. Okay, listeners, what's your one-word essence?
While you're doing that, a quick color note. Decide CMYK or spot up front for final print. Work in RGB proofed files to preview digital, but for fluorescence or very vivid tones, plan a mixed spot color. Don't rely on CMYK alone.
Studio example time. We sketched a neighborhood bakery, a warm circular badge with wheat and a smiling oven. On posters, the illustration charmed customers. On a mobile coupon, the oven details vanished.
Our fix was to carve a simplified oven silhouette for tiny placements, keep the full art for packaging, and create a stacked type lockup for narrow widths.
And we prepped files for production. Vector sign file with 1/4-inch bleed, separate artboards for embroidery, and a mobile-optimized PNG at the right pixel size. That planning cut back on reprints and last-minute fixes.
1 minute imagination break. Take one sketch and list three outputs. Sign, shirt, 300 pixel ad. For each, name the one element that must remain, the color constraint, and the export format. 1 minute, go.
Time's up. Did you do it? Those three quick answers are the bones of a durable system. Before we close, a portable checklist you can say aloud. 1. Identify the hero element. 2. Set minimum sizes and safe zones. 3. Choose color modes and spot colors up front. 4. Export named artboards for each medium. 5. Run the one-sentence essence test.
2 subtle CTAs. Grab the templates and export checklist at mgwdstudios.com/submit. And if you want a custom solution that actually shows up the way you imagined, visit mgwdstudios.com. No pressure, just tools.
Next episode, we'll open a client's brand system and rebuild it live so you can hear the decisions and trade-offs. If today's episode sparked something, subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative nudge.
Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.